It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Those of you who have read other epics, other literature, like, the Epic of Gilgamesh, for example, very interesting pieces of literature, you'll understand why the person who is asking this question is asking this question, and perhaps why we should address it as people of faith. The question is, and I'm reading it verbatim, it says, given that the story of Noah's Ark was copied almost word for word from the much older Sumerian epic of Atrahasis, does this mean that our true ruler is the supreme sky god Anu? To answer this question is Pastor Abram Piri, who joins us now on the line. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for taking the daredevil chance of answering these kinds of questions. Good afternoon, Pastor.
Good afternoon, Panis. How are you today?
I am well, Pastor. I feel for you. I feel for you to have to answer this question, but go for it, Panis. I'm hoping you're well, too.
Sure, for this. Thank you very much. This is a very interesting question indeed, because it pushes us back to history.
Indeed.
To discover more stuff, what is happening there.
And mythology, history, eh? History and mythology.
And mythology, yes, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if I understand the question very well, this person is trying to suggest that if indeed the story of Noah was picked word for word from actually the epic of Atrahasis, means that the god Anu is a superior than the god of heaven. So for this this is very far from actually the truth itself, because you will see that even the epic of Atrahasis or Gilgamesh, these were built around the polytheism. Polytheism, which is basically the worship of a pantheon of gods and goddesses. Whilst the story of Noah, we know is actually from the biblical account, is actually from the perspective of monotheism, which is the worship of one true God. And so while the similarities could be there, it is not true that word for word the story of Noah actually came from these polytheistic arrangement. So you see that the God we serve is superior, is superior to all these things, because as you read the Bible in Genesis chapter 6 and 9, it emphasizes God's authority and His desire to establish a covenant with Noah, symbolizing the commitment He has with humanity. These other gods that we're talking about here, Anu and all these others. They are just, for example, Anu was a sky god, but the god we serve is actually the god of the entire universe, who created the entire universe, and hence he has the power to do that. So let's look at the cultural context. So while there are similarities between the flood stories, the biblical narrative serves a different purpose and reflects the unique relationship God has with His people. So these biblical authors may have drawn from existing cultural stories to convey a message, but they did so, of course, like we said, with the framework of the monotheism, and not only that. So if you look at Anu, like we have said, he's a sky god. God Himself is a god of the universe. Now the theological significance of the story of Noah, which is to promote themes of judgment, of grace, and redemption, in illustrating God's desire to save humanity and to establish a new beginning, as recorded in Genesis chapter 9, verse 12 and 17. So there's more to say about this thing, but in summary, you can say, Mfundisi, while there are similarities between the biblical account of Noah and the early Mesopotamian stories, the Bible presents a distinct theological perspective that affirms the sovereignty of the one true God, who is not to be equated with gods of ancient cultures. So the focus on God's relationship with humanity and his redemptive plan throughout history is what we need to actually look at. So the God of heaven, the God of the Bible, cannot be equated to any other fullness because he's there. In fact, if the writer of the question suggests that this story was picked from Anthrahesis, but there's also a story of Gilgamesh, you know, Gilgamesh and all these things. So these stories represent the shared values and cultures of the time, called the Near East religion, which was premised mainly on polytheism, having worshiping many gods. I don't know how best to answer it, but this is how best probably we can summarize this aspect, because there's a difference between polytheism and monotheism. So we can say that our God, the God of creation, the God of the universe, is superior. Is superior because these are the gods we are deemed from natural elements of nature, like fertility, war, wisdom, and all these things. So they cannot be compared. God cannot be compared to these. He's supreme. He's the God of the universe.
Perhaps you might as well help us with the suggestions here from the person's question. This person then opens the question by saying, it's given that the story of Noah's Ark was copied almost word for word. This person is making a statement as though it is fact. This person is suggesting that this narrative he's sharing or she is sharing is a given, because they open by saying, given that the story of Noah was copied almost word for word from the much older Sumerian epic after of Atrahasis, this person skips a lot of historical myths, just skips from Atrahasis to Noah. And I'm curious how they verify this. And I was wondering if you are also comfortable with the phrasing there. I'm glad that you brought the issue of Gilgamesh and Atrahasis, because these are two different stories, both coming from Mesopotamia. I'm wondering if they don't challenge the authenticity of the Gilgamesh narrative, because the Gilgamesh narrative comes after the Atrahasis narrative. Why are they not challenging that one, but challenging the Noah's Ark narrative? What is your thinking around that, Mfundis?
Yeah, Mfundis. So I think the issue is actually it's so unfair to just say that. You know, this story of Noah was picked from there. Therefore, we conclude that this is like that. It is purely, I think, an attempt to lower the God of the Bible, to lower him in such a way that, you know, whatever happened didn't really happen. It just copied from others. So God doesn't really exist, you know, in other ways. So, you know, in other ways. But it's far from the truth. In fact, if we look at the culture then, you know, it's like they are. It's a rich historical background. I don't know how we can pack it. But in fact, like I agree, it's just unfair to just say, given that this is what it is. So that itself does not put. In fact, even the comparison is not even there. Because how can you compare polytheism to monotheism? You're biased there.
Let's talk about the motifs of some catastrophic deluge that obviously needs to be addressed. How do we respond to the fact that we are now talking about a Genesis account, which is also akin to the Gilgamesh account, which is also akin to the Eridu account? So the Atrahasis version also, there are so many motifs that are similar here. How do we explain that one? Because allegedly, the Genesis account of Noah's Ark appears to be the youngest of them all, which gives reason why people think it has been copied. Talk about the literary works there and how we should view it.
So probably the easier way to look at the whole thing from this is these biblical writers came from some cultural backgrounds, come to understandings as well. So these stories could have been going around. By the time the Bible was written, they would have drawn certain aspects of his story using a monotheistic approach, you know, where there's this story happening around and stuff, but use a monotheistic approach to just probably draw some lesson, and not necessarily that you're copying exactly what happened there. It's like you want to bring alive the word of God using some cultural understanding of what is going on around there. So this is probably what could have happened. But not necessarily that it was copied in a way, but it was given a right perspective to say that this is what God of heaven did, this is what he's trying to achieve, and this is how he's driving this world.
Is it possible that Moses, when he wrote the Pentateuch, or what we call the Torah, could have been referring to the very same deluge? Is it possible that all these epics, including the Genesis account of Noah's Ark, could have been referring to the very same event?
Yes, unfortunately, it's possible, because see, when something happens, each culture is liable to interpret it in their own understanding, right? Theological and all these things, you know. So obviously, the story happened. This culture who believes in these many gods, they interpret it this way, that their God is trying to achieve that one. So the revelation that Moses could have received obviously coincided somehow because of the facts that are laid there. For example, obviously, if you look at the similarities, They're so obvious. A flood, right. You know, this person is told, you build an ark. Later on, there's the covenant. So those facts of the story are standing, but actually the implications could be different based on the way you're looking at it, whether in the polytheistic aspect or whether in the monotheistic aspect. It's all about the culture aspect of understanding.
Yes.
What happened to interpret it in a way that people understand who this God is. So
you.
These other guys, the political guys, wanted to understand this message based on to push the idea that their gods also care about humanity and stuff like that. And also that's happened.
Got it. All right, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much. I'm hoping this helps the person who asked the question. As usual, these people are just send those questions in. It would have been nice to interact with them and get their headspace, their thinking, and their thought process, so that perhaps we can give more comprehensive answers. But I appreciate your research and your work, Mfundis. Looking forward to your answers tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further, Mfundis.
Thank you so much, man of God. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
All right.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.